I am Matthew Powell. I am a writer and editor for Interior Design Magazine, and we are currently at the Doug Wheeler exhibit at the David Zwirner Gallery on 20th Street. When you walk into the exhibit, you immediately know that it's something different and strange because you're required to take off your shoes and put on these little booties. And walking into the exhibit, you know, you immediately understand why you have to do that, because it's to preserve the immaculate floor. It's perfectly white. If you had scuffed it up, if you had shoe prints, it would ruin the effect of the exhibit. Okay, so now that we have our booties on, let's go in and have a look. So you walk into this space and you immediately feel as if you're almost standing on top of the world. Like you're on this sort of precipice. It's a concave, or not concave, it's convex, wouldn't it? So it's a large rounded circle and a domed ceiling, but it's all white on the inside. So it seems as if it goes on forever. You can't tell where the end is. And there are these lights on the bottom that give off a glow of a pink, blues, maybe a little bit of yellows. Your eyes can't quite tell what to make of it. I looked at the images before I actually read about what he does. And I was like, this is a very Tyrellian artist. And of course, he was from the same school of thought, the light and space movement. With this movement, it's especially interesting because an interior designer, an architect, their job is to take an infinite amount of space and organize it. And what Wheeler does, what Terrell does, is they take a confined space and make it infinite. They do the opposite of what most people do with space. So looking into how to craft the infinite is something that's astounding to me.